USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump downplayed the cost of the 4th of July celebration amid criticism that the event was racking up an unusually high price tag and turning the traditional non-political Independence Day tradition into an all-partisan event. Trump wrote on Twitter, "The cost of our great salute to America will be very little compared to what it's worth. We own the planes, we have the pilots, the airport is right next door, and all we need is the fuel. Fireworks are donated by two of the greatest." However, the Washington Post reported the National Park Service is diverting roughly $2.5 million in entrance and recreation fees from parks across the country in order to pay for Trump's celebration on the National Mall. The diverted fees represent just a sliver of the cost. The total expense still remains unclear. NBC News reported that military assets are being transported from around the country to Washington, D.C. for the celebration. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Investors extended a rally through a holiday shortened day and pushed the S&P 500 index to its third straight record high close. Other major indexes also closed at record highs. The rally follows a slight easing of trade tensions between the U.S. and China. Both nations have agreed to refrain from new tariffs while they open a new round of negotiations. The development relieves some pressure on the market, though the trade war still looms over global economic growth. The S&P 500 rose 22.81 points to close at 2,995.82, the third record high close in as many days, and pushed the index close to breaching the 3,000 mark. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also reached a record, gaining 179 points to close at 26,966. Technology stocks led the gains, helping the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite join the record-breaking club. The NASDAQ rose 61 points to 8,170. Don't forget, you can also listen online at USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An Australian student was released after a week in detention in North Korea and is now listed as safe and well in a third country, according to Australia's prime minister. Swedish diplomats had raised Alex Sigley, age 29, with North Korean authorities in Pyongyang, where Australia does not have an embassy. He said he's pleased to announce that Mr. Alex Sigley has been released from the detention of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Alex is safe and well. Swedish authorities advised the Australian government that they met with senior officials from the DPRK yesterday and raised the issue of Alex's disappearance on Australia's behalf. Morrison said that North Korean authorities released Sigley early Thursday, and he's now safely left the country, and he can confirm that he was arriving safely. Morrison thanked the Swedish authorities for their invaluable assistance in securing Alex's prompt release. And Kaley Cuoco is making a big move after wrapping 12 seasons with The Big Bang Theory, a new production deal, and a pivot from comedy to drama. Cuoco has signed an exclusive multi-year deal with Warner Brothers Television Group, the company said. The agreement keeps Cuoco in business with the studio that produced The Big Bang Theory, CBS's comedy, in which Cuoco played Penny. It ended its hit run last May. In a statement, she said she was excited to continue an incredibly collaborative and gratifying relationship. They're stuck with me now. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.